This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ServPro. Whether you need emergency flood damage restoration or top-to-bottom home cleaning, you can trust ServPro to make your house feel like home again. Visit them online at servpro.com.
Real estate management. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is IREM Today, the property management show with Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790 WPRV. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Now, here's Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, February 27th. It is 4:06 p.m.
And you're bringing the nice weather again.
The sun is shining.
It is.
I'm channeling spring.
I think you are. Last week was wonderful. This week's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is this a trend? I hope it is.
Well, I went to go buy stamps yesterday and they said, would you like flags, flowers, or Spanish food? And I said, I don't know if this is celebration of the month. I didn't end up asking. I said, but I'm going to take the spring flowers so I can channel spring. So I think because of my stamp purchase, happened.
The whole universe
that's,
is just.
That's what I believe.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
It's busy. I went to a wedding on the beach in Connecticut.
Well, that sounds cold.
Frigid is beyond the word.
Sounds.
It was just short little ceremony.
Different kind of planning.
It was different. It was, you know, very beautiful. It was, the sun was shining. The water looked gorgeous, but it was a little chilly, but it was a good rest of the day. We continued the party all day, all night, right into the casino. So that was a good time.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just bebopped around. That's all.
Yeah. Bebopped.
Bebopped.
Bebopped. All right.
Yep. Bebopped. East Greenwich to Providence, just bebopping around.
I do anything else? I can't even remember what the heck I did at this point. But yeah, it was a very busy weekend. I'm convinced that the weekend should be Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
I agree. Why not?
I think everything should shut down on a Monday and force you to not even be able to do anything so you can recover.
So then today, Tuesdays, would be your Monday.
My Monday.
And that might be a little rough, but.
I think it's good. And then you just work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right. Yeah.
4-day work week, 3-day weekend.
Yeah. And for those people that work 10 hours a day anyway, that's still a 40-hour
week. Oh, yeah, like 4-10s or whatever.
Yep.
Well, I'm not saying work 10 hours a day. I'm like 4 8-hour days and pay me for 10 hours a day.
I like that, Dina. Okay. That's even better.
I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio every week with my fabulous co-host, Chrissy Denalian. And in case this is the first time that you are tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there are a lot of these syndicated programs here on this station. However, we are not one of them.
Why? So what does that mean?
It means we're fun and we're entertaining, but we are not syndicated.
No. So because of that, you can call us here in the studio if you have any questions about property management, about advertising your property better, or even just our general little topics that we're going to cover today. We have a couple of different...
A lot of local.
Little local news, some articles that we pulled for today's show because Eric Shore couldn't be in studio today.
Yes.
But if you wanted to give us a call here, our number here is 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
And in case you're tuning in for the first time and you were wondering, what is IREM? What is that? What does that stand for? Well, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the world for managing real estate. We are in 15 countries. Worldwide.
Dina's booking her plane ticket. She's going to Brazil.
I'm going.
Going to Japan. You're just going to travel the world on IREM's dime.
Well, I would like to take you with me. I would like to go do the show. I don't want to go without you.
Oh, okay, great. We can bring a little podcast. We'll do a little podcast from here.
IREM Today would not be
live
the same without
Brazil.
You. Could you imagine saying that?
Live from Brazil. I'm sure you would manage just fine,
Dina. I might enjoy myself, but it would be much better if you were there.
So locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island chapter. And even if you're looking for a career in property management, if you're maybe you're looking for something different, you want to have some kind of training or an education or even a designation. So that way you can be recognized as a professional property manager. So we actually offer a couple of different designations.
This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by ServPro. Whether you need emergency flood damage restoration or top-to-bottom home cleaning, you can trust ServPro to make your house feel like home again. Visit them online at servpro.com.
The first is the ARM, which stands for the Accredited Residential Manager. Yes. And our second is a what?
It's the CPM. It's the Distinguished Certified Property Manager designation.
Yes. And if what we like to say is it's equivalent to a degree from Brown University. Jack Bentz always likes to say Harvard, but
Jack Bentz, who has been MIA.
Well, I mean,
both last season and this one,
he's going to be upset today. I told him this show was booked, and
oh no,
look at that. We could have had Jack here.
We could have.
Jack, here's a shout out.
I'm actually going to go see his people on Friday. I have an appointment with the property advisory group, so I don't know if I will see him or not. Probably not, but
we'll probably get him booked for early April, and I know that we're going to get John Mark Antonio on, so he always likes to be a part
of
the
home show's coming up. Show. That's always I like that segment when we have him come on.
Yeah, and I went on the website recently because their website's still up, and it's still very interactive. It looks like they have some new
programs. Is it new for this year?
So we'll have to check that out. We'll have to reach out to John as well and get him on the show.
Yes.
We actually offer a couple other memberships as well, which I always forget to kind of go through. We have our ARM certification, our CPM certification, but let's say you just don't want to go out and get that education just yet because maybe you're in the beginning stages of property management. Maybe you just have like a little mom and pop, you know, two tenement where you live on one side and you're renting out the other side, but maybe you want to have access to leases or articles or, you know, what's new in property management news, or even, you know, you're trying to look at some different kinds of addendums or what can I do for storage? How can I rent this out? There's a plethora of information through our website. And with that, what you can do is you could sign up to be an associate membership, and that would give you access to all of our tools, training, and tips online. So that's another membership that we always forget to mention here on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking on the website right now. Is there a direct link to the types of memberships?
The main website, IRM.org.
Not the IRMRI. Gotcha.
And there's also, which I just found out pretty recently, which is shame on me over here, there's a student membership. So there's a big push this year.
Oh, here they all are. Yes.
To get student members involved. And because, you know, I think the average age of a CPM, I believe a CPM or a property manager is around 50. So there's going to be a time where, you know, we're going to be looking at retirement and we're going to need people to start signing up for.
We need some new blood.
We do. We need some new blood. So even if, you know, you're just kind of in college, you're not really sure your major's, I don't know, theater, and you're just like, what am I going to do with this?
Why don't I become a property manager?
I just become a property manager? So, you know, we're actually reaching out to some local schools now and trying to get, recruit some student memberships and get them involved. And actually, I was talking to Holly Rigoli today, and she said that the student membership, even though it's $50, it's good for if you sign up freshman year, it's good for all 4 years. It's not like
it's a one-time fee.
It's a one-time fee
for
$50.
That is fantastic.
You might as well. I mean, I don't know. We're going to do some really great activities with the young professionals, what we're trying to reach out to this year. And I'm sure over the course of the next couple of weeks, you'll be hearing a little bit more details regarding those events as well.
Because you are on that committee.
I am.
And you are probably a rock star on that committee.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I don't know.
If I had a guess, I would say
I don't know.
We've
got quite a few rock stars on that committee.
Oh,
so,
you definitely do. All right. So imagine that. We already ran out of time.
I don't even know where the time goes.
When we come back, we are going to talk about some local articles in Providence about some buildings that are getting renovated into mixed space, mixed use. And I'm pretty excited that we have a lot of local stuff.
I know. You always complain. You're like, where is the new stuff?
Yeah, we're always talking about California.
It's coming, Dina. It's coming.
Okay. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
All right, it is 4:17 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Kristen Alien, along with my wonderful, fabulous, fabulous, pink headphone-wearing Dina Cimarelli.
There you go.
And we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left for break, we were talking about some new projects that we're very excited about that are coming to locally. I mean, I can't believe that. I know that you get excited every time that there's a new project.
Cha-ching!
Do you want some Kleenex? Wipe the foam from your mouth over
here.
Oh, my
Lord, yeah.
She gets a little excited about
new properties.
Well,
here's my thing. In all due respect, I get excited because... You get your Massachusetts
properties.
Everybody else has, like, new apartment buildings going up all over the place, and they're all, you know, making bank with advertising in the sales world, if I'm going to look at it from my career standpoint. And then in Rhode Island, I just sit there and wait. And wait and go, somebody will put up something new someday.
Tick-tock.
Yeah.
Well, you got your wish, Dina. I mean, they must have been listening to you, I guess.
All of them.
Shouting from the rooftops over here.
And that's kind of what I do. You know, I think it was very effective when I rented that plane and I put skywriting up.
Yep. And you were like, call me, Dina Cimarelli. Rent path. I will handle your advertising. You'll be leased up before you even... Open the doors.
We will bring you leads.
I will bring you leads.
I will bring you more traffic than you want.
I will physically bring them in the door.
I will. It's Rhode Island. We can do that stuff.
So I think I love this building downtown. This is my favorite building downtown.
Is it?
It's the Dorrans building, the Union Trust Company. Oh my God. That building is
Have you been inside?
The Dorrans is so gorgeous, inside.
Gorgeous.
It's like the architecture in there, everything. The ceilings are so beautiful. No,
it wasn't. No.
You go there for drinks, Dina. That's a great time for drinks and food and everything. They have always some fantastic
beverages. This is their sister property. That's like kind of on the other block from them. This isn't the Dorrans, though. This isn't.
No, the one that, what article are you looking at? I'm looking at the new penthouse apartments to be added atop the Union Trust Company building.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, sorry.
My bad.
I know, you were on another one.
My bad,
She's fast-forwarding on me over here.
My bad.
So the Union Trust Company building, the first floor is the Dorrans, and it looks like they have, Sheldon Whitehouse is on the second floor. His offices are on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other remaining floors will be converted to residential apartments. And floors 3 through 6 are renovated and occupied, while the work is nearly completed on floors 7 through 9.
Yes.
And there's going to be a big penthouse, it looks like, on the top.
Well, they're making that for me, actually.
Oh.
They're making this custom.
I had no idea.
Suited to my exact specifications and wish list.
It's a 2,000-square-foot residential apartment on the roof of the 12-story Union Trust Company building.
I know.
So it will not be visible from within 180 to 200 feet of the building.
I asked it to keep it very private. Ninja. Very. I wanted to be in stealth mode in my penthouse.
I want to be on the top, and I don't want anybody to see me.
Yes.
And I don't want to be bothered at all.
No, not at all. This is actually one of my clients. The name of the apartments themselves, they call it the G Reserve. So their sister property, which I was talking about earlier, I confused the two of them. That's the Providence G, and this is the G Reserve. And I went and saw all of these.
You know, actually, were they on the tour? Maybe they were on the tour. Maybe
for some reason, I can't remember.
Because I know the Providence G was on the tour.
Yeah,
and
so
I think
this must
their
have
sister,
been.
They were. It's very similar to the Providence G interior wise. Maybe. I can't remember.
No, I can't either. Well, you want to know, I've been to this property with my clients. We did a walkthrough, and I can't remember if it was on the tour or not. I can't remember that. But anyways, they're very nice. They're beautiful inside, like high ceilings and, you know, really nice amenities, and the gym, and they have a lot of like neat stuff in there. It's cool because you walk into, like you said, this beautiful old historic
gorgeous.
Building, and then up a few floors is like a very cool
modern
apartment style of living. So you kind of get the charm and the, you know, the convenience of having like modern
and even
amenities.
Where it is, I mean, it's a great place to be in Providence.
Oh, yes.
It's close to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just beautiful. Like, even if you're too lazy to make dinner, go downstairs and eat dinner.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Do it. So yeah, they are done with 3 through 6. And I just spoke with them the other day. We got to go over there and get some pictures of floor 7 through 9.
Dina's apartment.
Yes. No, we're not going to photograph my apartment.
Oh, right.
We're going to keep that on the DL.
It's probably already rented to you, Dina, right? They don't want to advertise for that one.
Exactly. So what do you think about when I say luxury college apartments? Is that an oxymoron?
I think it does sound like an oxymoron. To me, I don't know.
Random.
I would say you might be setting yourself up for failure, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, there definitely are luxury apartments downtown. We have the ones on Thayer Street that are considered a little luxury on the, I forgot what the name of it is, right on Thayer Street. They just built them maybe 2-3 years ago. It's a rather large.
I don't do a lot building. With student housing, believe mm-hmm. it or not, any type of student, excuse me, because a lot of the referrals come directly from the colleges. So when
right.
when students are looking for housing, they go to,
they're not going to go to Dina Cimarelli.
They're not going to RentPath. They're not going to Apartment Guide. excuse me, more times than not, they are not doing that. But this is a developer who wants to build the second building of luxury apartments aimed at college students. They did introduce a new design on Monday to the Providence Downtown Design Review Committee. And they're saying that it dramatically reduces the size of the structure and no longer requires the use of development rights transferred from an adjacent historical building. So based on this and not knowing the history, this must have been bigger and it must have probably...
Yeah, I think before they had said that it was supposed to be 15 stories and 227 stores. 227 apartments.
This is drastically different than lower.
But
so it's saying
it still seems, I mean, for where it is, I don't think we've talked about where the location of this is. It's right on College Hill.
Yes. A lot of congestion.
There's a lot of traffic over in that area, but I mean, this is already, it sounds like kind of building its way in here, I guess. It's on the second phase already, so.
But I think that's what's happening. Even, you know, with Paolino, they have the Case Mead building. They have 50-something, you know, micro lofts and one-beds studios in there. And I think a lot of them, these older buildings are doing that mixed use. Some commercial,
right.
There's some restaurants. Because, again,
but
they want
the
all these amenities.
But it's the Boston factor coming
it
here,
is.
Too.
Absolutely.
So in Boston, you have those apartment complexes where the first floor are shopping, mm-hmm. like they're normally shopping and
yep.
restaurants on the first floor.
Yep.
It's the convenience. It's the millennial factor, as like we like
Absolutely.
To say all the time. The matter of convenience, the matter of having everything right at your fingertips. You don't need to travel far and everything's right there.
Yeah.
So I think that this is kind of, you know, Boston is kind of shifting more towards Providence now, where there's a more of a demand for it.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Because I don't have to live in the city, so it doesn't bother me. and it's, when I think city, I think congestion anyways. I mean, you throw a few more apartment buildings in there, give me some more advertising clients, I'm not going to complain about it. Right?
Right. I guess not. I mean, this does seem like it's, I don't know, in this area, for me, I would probably try to stay a little clearer of this area. Just for me.
So it's saying the plan seeks a 20% bonus for development of two additional floors, which the developer is seeking through a waiver tied to a public use of the first floor. Ah, I see what they're doing. The design presented Monday has
anyway,
room for
we can get around it.
Retail tenants on that floor. All right. And like you said, so we had saw earlier, remaining floors would include apartments ranging in size mm-hmm. from studios to two beds, generally under 525 square feet. Which,
that's very small.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for my properties, I know that like a lot of our properties were built in the 70s at my, you know, company.
Mm-hmm.
And square footage was a little larger then.
Yeah.
And you definitely had more closet space.
Oh, plus you had parking and
parking.
Yeah.
And it's not city. You know, it's
no,
not in the
you
city
have
or
no
anything
congestion.
Like that. But our studios are 500 square feet. So
yeah, that's considered the two beds.
I know. I think that's crazy.
How do you do that?
But
maybe they need bunk beds.
Like I always say, the arcade, when you go to the arcade, those micro lofts are just absolutely adorable.
They
that
are.
Was one of my favorite places
yes.
on the tour that we
yes.
went to. And they're always 100% leased. So they got to be
they
doing
are.
Something right.
And I think that really set the tone for all these other micro lofts and
mm-hmm.
smaller.
Oh,
because,
definitely.
I mean, and especially they have a wait list.
Yeah.
And I can tell you,
wait list
they do
crazy.
Not advertise.
No.
They do not advertise at all. It's unbelievable.
The girl is saying what they do is they send out kind of a mass email every
I
time
get
that
one.
They, every time that there's one that's available,
mm-hmm.
they send out a mass email. And then if you don't respond within 24 hours,
first come,
forget
first
it.
Serve, you're done.
Forget it.
Yeah.
And I was like, my gosh.
Yeah, it's not even like she goes down a wait list.
No, it's not like
it's
you're
Robin,
next,
I believe
you're
her
next.
Name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Robin.
Sweetheart.
Yep.
And it is, and that's exactly what it is. So imagine just throwing out an email and be like, I'm just going to wait for somebody to lease this.
You come to me.
Right?
Oh, you don't want it? That's fine. It's I not. Have 50,000 other people looking for it. So, I mean, it seems interesting. I do think that there's going to be probably some a lot more congestion downtown based off of this, but who knows? Maybe it's a bunch of college students that can just walk to class and they won't have cars and they'll Uber everywhere and they won't need to Uber everywhere because there'll be a restaurant and a shopping center right there.
Well, in one part of the article, it's saying parking is not required under city zoning for downtown development, but committee members at the Downtown Design Review Committee meeting questioned why the developer didn't include it. One member said that the restaurants in the area would certainly have an impact because of the loss of the surface parking and the absence of public parking associated with the project. So already restaurants are starting to get all, you know, because again, parking is an issue in Providence.
Well, it's definitely going to affect their business. I mean, if I'm driving downtown and I'm trying to go to a certain restaurant downtown, if I can't find parking, forget it. I'm out. I'll go somewhere
else.
And then you just go
to the next city out. You end up in Cranston or somewhere else.
I'll go somewhere else. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, you know what? Maybe this will, because this seems to be the way that the city is shifting into, you know, mixed use properties like this, where there is going to be more residential units. Maybe this is just going to become a different way everybody needs to look at going in and out of downtown Providence. Like you said, Uber, Lyft, carpool, whatever you got to do. Right. Maybe even, you know,
get a bike.
I was going to say go park in like University Heights, Whole Foods or something and Uber into the city. But yeah, I think definitely that maybe we just have to look at this a little bit differently. But hey,
you're excited.
I'm excited. You want to know why? It's all good stuff.
It's good stuff. Dina's favorite line. Good stuff. It's always good stuff.
See, it's so good when the sun's shining, Chrissy.
It's wonderful.
So we are getting ready to go to break in about a minute. So we have another local... Where's the other one?
The Westminster one.
That's the next one I want to talk about.
That's going to be coming up, I think, in our next segment.
Mm-hmm,
I'm a little excited about that one, too.
I know. I'll let you lead in.
Oh, look at me.
Look at
you. Lucky me.
Okay, you're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It is 4:33 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my wonderful, fabulous party planning co-host, Dina Cimarelli, here in the studio.
You are not kidding.
We are live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Before we left for break, we were talking about some new developments that are coming our way, coming down the pipeline over in Providence. And I know Dina is very excited. She sees dollar signs. Get those dollar signs out of your eyes right now.
That's just the natural green that I have. I was blessed with.
But we do have, there's a new property that's kind of receiving its final approval. So it's right on Westminster Street, and it's owned by Cornish Associates, and it received the final approval on February 12th. And if anybody has been over in that area, if you know where Movies on the Block is, the little park over there, they're planning on expanding this out where the wall is, and then it's going to be a wall of windows. So I know a lot of those Movie on the Block people, because I was a little upset because I've been to Movies on the Block over there, and
I've never done that.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun in the summertime. They usually have a whole list of all different different movies that are going to be playing week after week. I think it's on Thursday nights, if I remember right. But it's still going to be in that section. Movies on the Block, I think they're still going to do it in that section, but in that little park, if you will, over there.
Little park.
But they're going to just move it where it normally was on the side of the brick wall. And this is the building that we're talking about right in that area. So it's all in all, it's going to be 54 apartments. And that's going to create the upper floors of the building. And what are they saying over here? There's a two-story commercial building, and it will remain commercial, and its floors will be connected to the first two floors of the renovated Lapham building.
I think it's Lapham.
Lapham. Lapham.
Laugh out loud. Lapham.
So, I mean, it's received approvals from federal and state historic preservation authorities and should begin this year. So, I don't know. I don't know what that means for you if you want to go see some movies, but... You're still gonna be able to, it sounds like, but maybe it might be a little bit of a construction zone.
Moving it.
It might be a little bit.
I wonder if they're gonna have it this summer then. I guess they're gonna see how far they are with construction and if they were able to move it.
I should look it up. I'm gonna look it up. Movies on the Block.
So what types of movies do they play? Are these oldies or like current?
I think I've seen Wizard of Oz over there. They played Wizard of Oz. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Mine's The Sound of Music.
Really?
Yes. I love The Wizard of Oz too, but I love The Sound of Music.
Wizard of Oz.
And Bronx Tale.
Oh, that's my top five. Yeah. It makes my top five.
A Pretty
sure.
Woman.
No, not for me. No.
Oh my God.
Come on.
All right, I'm just saying. You're not coming to Brazil with me now.
You know what it's about. It's not even like a, I don't know. What's so great about Pretty Woman?
I don't know. I just think, why? Because of her occupation? Yeah, are you being judgy?
Of course I am. This is my job to be judgy. Oh,
okay, gosh. Well, if you take out her career path, her career choice, then okay, I get you.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right,
whatever.
I looked up movies on the block. They don't have, their website isn't updated yet. They only have 2017 movies, but let's see. I mean, if you want some example.
2017, yeah. Do you know I've never been to a drive-in?
Moneyball. What?
I've never gone to the drive-in either. I feel like I've lived a sheltered life. Oh my God.
No, they had like Dumb and Dumber last year, Mean Girls. They have The Godfather. They had a bunch of different movies all the time.
I mean, it's a good mix.
It is a good mix.
And so you've been, is it a different. Good turnout?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a little bar next door where people get drinks and bring them
over.
Can
you bring them over?
I don't know if you're supposed to, but I've definitely seen people doing that.
Oh boy.
But it's always a good time over there. And I don't know, if you live over there, maybe you won't enjoy it too much, but the little movies being...
Well, even that's an attraction. Like, even for these 54 apartments that are going to be created, at the tops of these buildings, that's an attraction right there to just have that in the summer, to be able to go out. You know, we talk about amenities. We talk about things to do in the city, and that's free.
Right.
Is that free?
Yes. Yeah? Yes, it's free. It's free. Of course it's free. Yes.
Right. That's fantastic.
You might have to pay for parking downtown, but...
It's going to be a $50 Uber ride in, but you don't have to pay for the movie.
It's a free movie. You can bring as many people as you want. Just bring a blanket or bring some chairs.
There you go.
And sometimes they even have, they have a food truck.
I'm a sucker for food trucks.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know why, but I am.
Roger Williams always has one on Fridays. I usually go to those with my sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always
pretty
fun.
I brought the kids to that. Yeah. It's really nice because then they have that really nice...
The
playground.
Oh. But oh, yeah. The playground's always packed.
It's huge. But the good thing about the playground is there's really no way out. So you don't have to like
so you just
chase
put your kids in there and then I'll be back. I'm getting, I stay in there,
but I don't have to follow around like a stalking parent because the walls, the fences are so high. And
there's the trees that kind of go all around
it. It's very high. Well, even now, thankfully, they're getting older. I would imagine that they won't run away from me. But no, it's that's why we get to eat. And it's good because with my daughter liking one type of food and my son liking another and me liking another, we have all of our choices and options, and then we can all come together in harmony and go into the playground.
Well, I like it over there because we all can get whatever we want and kind of share with each other. So I'll stand in one line, they'll stand another, and then we'll all kind of share at the end.
Yeah.
But over at Movies on the Block, sometimes they have
a
food truck rally, I guess, or whatever over there as well.
Okay.
Now, also, what else do we have? Oh, speaking of amenities... I know that you didn't really like this article, but we got into that.
I didn't like it at all.
I know, but there was a different article about office creativity, and they are offering hammocks, slides, operable windows.
Out of San Diego. Let's just throw it out there.
Rooftop bars, clean desks, and private offices are still returning. But one of the things that they offered, we were reading it, and I was like, what does this mean? We were reading it, and it said that... there's a slide between the third and second floor, volleyball courts, and there's a park that will include hammocks, billiards. What's going on over there? Dina's just like, meh. The park will include hammocks, billiards played with your feet, and tables for working and meeting in San Diego's mild climate. I think the company is Viasat. And I was like, what are billiards played with your feet?
So we were thinking...
Do
you put the sticks in between
your
toes?
We were so grossed out by this whole concept, but it's almost like a soccer and pool put together in one. And it's called...
The table's actually on the floor. So it looks like the top of a pool table is on the floor. It's life size. So you can actually jump into it. You get into it one player at a time. So instead of a cue ball... They must be made out of soccer ball material.
Yeah, it's called snook ball.
Yeah, so definitely go to YouTube and find a video.
You should look at the video on this because it does, I mean, it even from, I know that we got a little off topic from property management, but if you're thinking about adding a different amenity to your site,
to your clubhouse,
a lot of people don't have something
community centers.
Like
this is cutting edge.
And you're hearing it here first on IRM Today. So don't forget that.
I think you should implement that over at Cuisa.
I think so. I mean, this snook ball, I love this.
I think it's cool.
It looks so much fun. It's like soccer. You break the balls with the one cue ball.
And they're all like that. So just to give you like a visual, the ball itself, it looks like
a soccer ball
in the material of it. And so are the other balls. Mm-hmm. So you just use your foot. Same thing. You need to hit the white soccer ball as you would the cue ball. And you hit the striper solid right into the pocket. It's pretty wild.
So if you have a little extra money left in your budget, which I don't know anybody that does, but if you have a little extra money, maybe for next year's budgets, you can keep this in mind, this snook ball. I think it's going to be big.
Well, I think it is now that we've put it out there. What do you guys have over at Oasis? Shuffleboard? Is it shuffleboard you have?
Oh, yes. Right? Yep. They have a shuffleboard.
Is there another?
They have shuffleboard. There's like a pinball machine, like a Pac-Man kind of machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shuffleboard was the life-size
shuffleboard.
One.
It's huge. Yeah, they have a huge one over there. We were actually thinking about bringing that to some of our other sites. And we also, we're going to be putting in some permanent cornhole areas.
Oh, that would
to
be
play.
Fun. That'd
so,
be good.
A lot of people, like we've talked about, I mean, my property itself is outside of the city. It's in Warwick, and it's not really, you know, within walking distance to many places. But, you know, we're still bringing that ease of convenience. Like if you have a little family, or even if you have some friends over, and like, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
Am I going to go to the pool? What am I going to do? Oh, there's so many things for me to choose from over here. I can play snookball. I think it's a great idea.
I just went to one of my new properties like 2 weeks ago, maybe last week. It was in Fall River. They're owned by Dalkey Management. It's Cornell Mill Lofts, a restored loft building. And they had a really nice indoor basketball court, nice big Boston Celtics logo. They had a giant putting green. They also had shuffleboard. They had a game room.
Where is this?
In Fall River.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Nice gym. They had a fire pit outside. But I was just walking around. You know, it's a new building, and they're leasing up, and it was just great to see all these different types of amenities there too, because I think, you know, where traditionally everybody, you know,
you have the pool
and you have the fitness center, you have the gym and the pool.
Right.
Now you have all these other fun stuff that, you know,
you're never going to want to leave home.
Why would you?
You're never going to want a
screening room.
House, right.
They had the screening room where you can rent the out
movies.
The theater.
Yep.
So they had that. But like, I mean, you don't have to go anywhere.
No. There's even some local ones in Warwick that even have like an indoor pool that they can use year round.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a couple of different sites that do offer that locally that I've known, because we went and shopped the other properties, the competition. And I wanted to see what that was about, but they had an indoor basketball court.
Yeah.
So
it was a half court, but it was still, imagine like you live there and you have a child and like, go over there with your buddy, go shoot some hoops.
Right.
They're safe. They're inside. Everything's secure. You know, obviously you can't get in. So I think it's pretty cool.
I know. I mean, there's a lot of really neat amenities that people are offering now, and I think we'll be seeing more of them.
I think
And I think they'll be getting a little more aggressive and more aggressive as time goes on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So we are going to get ready to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about upcoming events in Rhode Island, as well as our industry partners and anything else that Chrissy wants to talk about. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. We will be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right. It's 4:47 here on IRM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're having way too much fun in the studio over
here. Well, you were bouncing those shoulders.
Just bouncing around. Just, you know, I don't know. It was bouncing around. But we're here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for your entertainment over here.
Yes, we are. I wish they could see what was just happening.
It was just a little bebop.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Listen, you're having fun. I'm having fun.
We gotta
have
fun.
They can feel the energy.
Right.
I like it.
So we do have a couple of events. I know Dina's very, very upset that our trends in property management.
I am upset.
Our trends in property management has
it's been postponed. But it's not that it's canceled, just postponed, TBA.
This was Dina's big break.
This was my moment. This is my coming out party. This is, it was going to be me on a panel with three other people, and we were going to basically talk about trends that are going on in our industries respectively. I was obviously going to talk about some advertising and marketing. Eric Shore was going to come on and talk about some IT trends and what he's seeing. Karen Rhodes, who we had on the show last week, she was going to be speaking on some HR trends, human resources. She speaks both nationally and regionally on these topics. And thankfully, we had Karen come in last week, and she was able to share what she's seeing out there in the industry right now as far as trends with us. It was a really great show last week. Eric, we will definitely have him back on. He's been on before. And is Sue Monahan coming on next week?
Yes.
Our regional vice president for IROM?
Yes, Sue Monahan. She's one of my faves. She's just
one of your faves.
She's just great. I mean, what's there to say about Sue? She's so
I just
smart
have to stop you
fun
for a second. So when you talk about me to other people and now I'm not around, is that how you
like,
talk about me?
Dina, you know, she's one of my faves. She's the fave.
That's different.
She's the fave of Iron. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spend every week with you, Dina.
Okay, fine.
Dina, I spend every week with you.
Fine, I said.
We get our quality time together. Sue Monahan, though, is wonderful.
She's
awesome. A wealth of knowledge, and she just she's just a fun.
And you two have something in common. You both went to college for something. You're
completely different.
Yeah, and although she likes to say that she has her educational spin that she uses within IROM because she still gets to teach people, and you're very theatrical throughout your day, so I believe that you're sharing some of your skills that you acquired in college.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, people come in all the time, and I'm the listening ear and eyes of the site.
Yes,
so
you
it's
are
fine. But I mean, I think that anybody in property management kind of doesn't really go into property management when they're in college or anything like that. A lot of times they don't even have that as a major. So usually after college or even later in life, you kind of are like, well, what can I do? I have a lot of customer service background. What can I do?
Yeah.
Where can I fall? Where's my place in this world?
Yeah.
And property management, I'm telling you, get in there. Every day is different. It's fun. We make it fun and exciting every day, even
Absolutely.
If it's just a little, I don't know. I mean, I think at Pucerne, each one of our offices are a little different. It matters on the dynamic between the office, but you know, everybody that works together, you're your own little team, but yet you're part of something
bigger,
and that's what I like about where I work. But,
yeah. No, I like it.
I'm getting off topic again. What else is new?
But
our trends in property management, Dina's.
I already talked all about it, so
sad.
Clearly you didn't listen to
me. No, I did.
No, just
I know,
kidding.
But you're sad. But,
I am, but it's going to be postponed. You're acting like they canceled it.
Canceled
it says
forever.
Postponed. You're trying to steal my thunder.
Oh.
Don't take it from me.
And then what? We have some educational classes here. We have budgeting, cash flow, and reporting for investment real estate. That sounds pretty serious. That one's in Braintree, Mass.
Yeah, I was just looking at that going, why is that so far away?
So far. Because it's for the
Sponsored by Boston.
Chapter number 4. Not chapter 88. It's chapter number 4.
Yes.
But with that, there's requirements for CPM, ARM, ACOM, sorry. I'm a little dyslexic today. And that's going to kind of get into all different types of things as far as budgeting and just becoming like your own CPA. Unlock the mysteries of accounting. Do you know the difference between management fee and in-house management? Can you use a chart of accounts to organize the financial data in a general ledger? If not, you will.
Oh my God.
You should budget like a boss.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's what it says.
That is probably as exciting as you could possibly have made that sentence.
I mean, let's
see.
Be serious.
Point made.
Yep.
You just used your theatrical experience.
I did.
You did.
It was
see that?
Yep. I mean, who gets excited about numbers? I do. That's for sure. and then on March 20th, when did I say when that was? When the...
No, because there's no date.
I don't think it
doesn't
say, but maybe if I click on...
Click on register, open a new link. Oh, that's not good. All right, while you're searching.
I'll search this
one. All right,
you
so tell
us next, about the next
we
class.
Have the REACT seminar March 21st. That's going to be held at the Crown Plaza in Warwick. This is a full-day seminar. Registration and breakfast is at 8:15. There's a lunch buffet included. You do need to register prior to the event. The registration does close on March 13th, and space is limited. Again, you go to iramri.org. You click on upcoming events, go down to register. And any one of these seminars, it's highlighted in blue hyperlink. You click on it, and it'll bring you right to the registration page. Did you find out the date?
Dina, I did find it out.
What is it? What is the date of the budgeting cash flow and reporting for investment real estate?
That's a mouthful, but the date of that is actually the 19th and 20th of March. And early pricing has ended, but they still are offering some enrollment. You can go right on the website. You can register right for that. If you want to get excited by numbers, I think this is the class for you. It's a two-day seminar, and there are different price points depending on if it's if you're a member or not. So
awesome.
That sounds fun.
Let's see. Then we have April 4th.
Oh.
Fair housing.
Look out. Fair housing.
Oh, boy.
We should have a whole show all about fair housing and what fair housing is. Because a lot of people think that they're, not violating fair housing.
I would actually love to attend this.
And it's sometimes there are small little things that you're doing that you're actually going against fair housing. So
yes.
I think we should.
And you might not even realize
no.
it. And you know, I know that, it was about a year and a half ago now, I had held a round table. We called it a lunch and learn. And I had had a real estate attorney come in, both for commercial and residential. And she was a wealth of knowledge. And she was answering questions from service animals to marijuana and medical marijuana, all kinds of stuff that, honestly, within the last 6 months had changed in law.
Yeah.
And some of these properties just weren't aware. It's not like you get a notice. It doesn't happen like
right.
that, So it is actually nice to really go to these just to see what has changed. Maybe you were doing something for so long and now a law has been implemented and you have to do it or say something differently. But
right.
I think these are very important. I'm sure you agree because you have to touch this every day.
Right. I know. And especially with assistance animals and things like that, some of these things are a little sticky situation. And the example that I always like to use for fair housing is, even if you think you're doing somebody a favor by them saying like, well, which apartment would be available? And you saying to them like, this apartment's closer to the playground, so you're probably going to want that one better. That could even be just
if they have family,
housing,
they have
course.
Little kids, you think this is
helpful. I'm helping them.
I would see me as a person.
Nope.
I would think that's helpful. But if somebody's thinking differently,
right,
they have different intentions,
right,
that could be offensive,
right?
But for me, that'd be like, so you mean I can open my door and just kick my kids out to the playground? Sign me up.
Tina!
I didn't mean kick
Tina!
I meant walk over hand in hand
boy.
lovingly.
Let's just hope that playground's fenced off for you
right,
so that way nobody will get in and nobody will get out. So the Fair Housing Workshop, I think Sean O'Leary is actually doing this one, and it's at Sparrows Point in Warwick, so pretty centrally located to the state, and it's from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30, and that's usually a good turnout. I know we've had a couple of different Fair Housing Workshops in the past, and they're always a pretty big turnout because the laws are ever-changing, and you just want to make sure that you're doing everything correctly at your site.
Yes.
To not open yourself up for a potential lawsuit.
And like Chrissy said, it might not even be intentional.
Right.
Really.
Right. Usually it's not. Usually it's not. You're like, oh, yeah. No, we don't take Doberman Pinschers here. But there's also a bunch of other educational classes that we have going on. And, later this year, we have quite a few really fun events scheduled. Which, not that any of those weren't really fun, but we have our awards night.
You make them sound fun.
Our awards night in May. We have our, that's going to be on May 16th. I'm not sure of the details yet regarding that for where the venue is going to be, but
that's normally that one's at the Crown Plaza, but again, that could ever change. Mm-hmm. So.
And then on June 5th, the annual golf tournament is going to be at Pawtucket Country Club. I think that this is the 12th. Year, is that correct?
I think it's the 11th.
11th. Okay, yeah. I'm skipping years. 11th year. And that's going to be June 5th. And that is always a big turnout. They always have a lot of different games and things like that. So even if you don't play golf, there's still some other things that you can do there.
Chrissy, I think our time has come to an
end.
No,
Dina.
If people wanted to find us, how would they do that? I know. Don't be sad.
I'm so sad.
Just talk
I
about
need
it.
The tissues. So if you're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming an industry partner, you can give Karen Cuddle a call, which we always, we run out of time before talking about Karen Cuddle,
but
she is our association executive and she basically handles all things IRAM. And you can give her a call at 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website at iramri.org, iremri.org. I guess that'll do it for today, Dina.
I guess that's it. We're going to be back here same time.
Same time.
Same place.
Same place next week.
Next week with Sue Monahan.
Yes, we have extra person.
We do.
In studio.
We will. All right, so you guys have a good night. We'll see you next. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.